I know I should have raked the lawn instead of going to my friend's house, but I just didn't feel like it.
Sounds like you need to have a better attitude and be more responsible. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. So, what do you do when an adult gives you a job? Do you grumble about it and put it off, or do you do it right away with a good attitude? In Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, the Apostle Paul says this, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord." That's what our story is about today. It's called Busy as a Bee. Cesar kept his distance as his dad lifted the cover from a beehive. "There sure are a lot of bees, aren't there, Dad? And they all look busy," he grinned. "They're as busy as bees." Dad smiled. "You're right. Each of the hives has lots of them, thousands, in fact. But there's always just one queen bee in each hive." "What does she do?" asked Cesar. "Rule the others?" "Well, she's the mother of the bees," Dad said. "And you know how busy mothers are. But all the other bees have a particular job to do. The forager bees collect the food. The guard bees protect the hive from intruders. There are water collectors who regulate the humidity and plasterers who repair the hives. The scout bees alert the others of opportunities and dangers in the outside world. And there are undertakers that remove dead bees from the hive."
"Wow," said Cesar. "I never knew that."
"They're like a family," said Dad. "In a well-run family, each person has special duties. Everyone needs to do their job to keep things running smoothly for the good of the hive." He glanced at Cesar. "It works that way in human families, too." Cesar sighed. He'd gotten in trouble the day before for going to a friend's house when he was supposed to be raking leaves. "I know it's not easy to accept responsibility and do your work when you'd rather be doing something else," said Dad. "That's why the Bible reminds us that we're not working for ourselves, we're working for Jesus. Because we trust in Him, we're a part of His family, and He uses the work we do to benefit others, even tasks that don't seem all that important to us." Cesar looked at the buzzing bees. "Kind of like how all the bees work, help the whole hive?" "Exactly," Dad said. "And He uses it to help us, too. The work He gives us through parents and teachers helps us learn to be responsible and think of others, and it helps prepare us for more things He wants us to do in the future." Dad rumpled Cesar's hair. "Can I count on you to be responsible the next time you're given a task?" Cesar grinned and nodded. "I'll be as busy as a bee." So how about you? Do you accept responsibility when you're given a task? Or do you complain and put it off for as long as you can? If you trust in Jesus, you're part of His family, and He uses the work you do to show others His love, even things that seem small or tedious. Trust Him to help you do your work willingly. He'll use it for the good of the whole hive of believers. Our key verse is Ephesians 2:10.
"For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works."
And our key thought for today, accept responsibility. I hope you have a chance to catch the Keys for Kids stories at least a couple times a week. We've made it even easier for you to do that with the Keys for Kids mobile app. You can get it on your smartphone or tablet or whatever device you like to use best. Now, the app has a Keys for Kids story ready for you every day, and you can read it for yourself or listen along with me, too. There's a lot of cool stuff on the app, so look for it today. Just ask your parents for permission first, and if they say it's okay, go to your app store and search Keys for Kids. I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me on Keys for Kids.